Well, most people believe the official narrative of what happened on 9/11 thanks to this book, the 9/11 Commission Report. They even turned it into a children's book. Did you know that? So that children could suck down this BS narrative. But that's how most Americans, it became a big bestseller. It was a New York Times bestseller, and a lot of people read this thing. On November 2002, the United States Congress and President George W. Bush established the law, which was the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States, also known as the 9/11 Commission. This final report was presented to the media, to the White House, as a case closed. Nothing more to see here. Muslims attacked, hijacked planes, attacked our infrastructure, killed 3,000 Americans. Case closed. No more questions. Just like the Warren Commission report, no more questions about the assassination of JFK. Please, we're done. We've moved on. But of course, it's not case closed. The 9/11 Commission report is full of propaganda, gaping holes, clear omissions. And I think the omissions are the most glaring problems here. Leaving out key witnesses, bomb materials found in the dust, FBI whistleblowers who throw open wide how much of a BS sandwich this whole thing was. And much, much more. So today we're going to blow a hole in the 9/11 Commission report, show you what was left out, what was hidden by the deep state cabal that, of course, organized this massive false flag attack on America in order to drive us into a permanent war in the Middle East, push through a Patriot Act, of course, that removes our civil liberties and controls all of us. Now, I spoke to Kevin Ryan, who's one of the best 9/11 investigators in the world. He says the biggest problems with the 9/11 Commission report are the omissions and the distortions, like ignoring World Trade Center Building 7, testimony from whistleblowers, basing the report on false torture testimony, which we know, you know, testimony you're getting during torture is a load of garbage, right? The videos of which were completely destroyed. Why do they destroy a bunch of videos? Like, wouldn't you like to see a plane maybe not going into the Pentagon? Like, what actually went in from the gas station that they had footage of at the Pentagon? Like, I'd like to see that video. Why did the FBI destroy it? It's interesting, right? Why they leave that out of the 9/11 Commission report? Video of the incident that you destroyed? Failing to investigate crucial aspects like insider trading and hijackers showing up alive later on. Did you know that? And its claims to have found no evidence for certain central points in the 9/11 Commission report, like thermite material discovered in the dust on 9/11, by the way, at the World Trade Center. Completely ignoring Building 7 in your report. How does Building 7 collapse? I'm just going to leave that out of the report. Here's a list of some of the main concerns. Buckle up. Okay, guys, we're going to go through all of these here. Many of them documented by David Ray Griffin's list of 115 lies in the 9/11 Commission report, in addition to others that I've added from my own research and other investigators who've contributed here to Redacted. I'm contributing all of those here. And this is not a complete list. I just want to be very clear. This is just a smidge of a list that we're going to go through here. Now, let's start with Philip Zelikow, okay? Philip Zelikow, the executive director of the commission, has been accused of having conflicts of interest due to his prior ties to the Bush administration. Of course, Zelikow had close relationships with officials involved in national security, policies that were scrutinized by the commission, raising concerns about potential bias, of course. There were people who resigned from the commission, left the commission over this. But we're going to, you know, not talk about that. Insider trading. The 9/11 report ignored the massive amounts of 9/11 insider trading. Over a dozen governments initiated investigations into the 9/11 insider trading. The SEC flagged a number of people and companies, but the FBI and the 9/11 Commission report didn't bother to even question them. The suspects involved in the insider trading and simply responded that these people were not associated with Al-Qaeda. Oh, they're not associated with Al-Qaeda, but they made a lot of money off of insider trading before 9/11 happened. But they're not associated with Al-Qaeda, so we're not going to investigate them. Okay, gotcha. All right, let's talk about the omissions, because to me this is the biggest issue here. The report did not adequately explore the role of foreign governments, including Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Israel. In fact, the 9/11 report only mentions the word Israel 6 times in over 570 pages. And no mention of the two Mossad agents who were caught, arrested, and dancing and high-fiving one another, along with 5 other people. They were held in prison for over 70 days. Then Michael Chertoff let them out. They went back to Israel. They admitted in testimony that they were there to simply document the events. What? Okay. We're here to document the events. Okay. But they're dancing, high-fiving each other. Bye-bye. But no mention of those in the 9/11 Commission report. The omission of evidence that at least six of the alleged hijackers are still alive. Yes, still alive, including Waleed Al-Sherdi, who was said to, by the commission, probably to have stabbed a flight attendant on Flight 11 before it crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He's still alive.
What?
Mm-hmm. No mention of that, though, in the 9/11 Commission report or the others. The omission of evidence about Mohammed Atta, such that it was reported, well known, that he had a fondness for alcohol. He loved pork and he loved lap dances. But that's in tension with the 9/11 Commission's report that tried to paint him as fanatically religious. It's the opposite of that, according to the reports. But they left that out of the 9/11 Commission report.
Yeah, that's not in the Quran.
The obfuscation of the evidence that Hani Hanjour was too poor of a pilot to have flown the airliner into the Pentagon. The guy couldn't even fly a plane. He couldn't fly a small plane, let alone a jet airliner, and do maneuvers descending at 10,000 feet per minute. Maneuvers that even advanced aviation pilots couldn't pull off. But this guy, he could pull it off? No, he couldn't. The complete omission by evidence of the flight instructor and the FBI whistleblower that said he had total inability to be able to fly these aircraft. That's left out of the 9/11 Commission report. The omission of the fact that the publicly released flight manifest contained no Arab names. None of their names were on the flight manifests. That could explain why so many of them are still alive. The omission of the fact that the fire has never, before or after 9/11, caused a steel frame building to collapse. But this one did, remarkably. The omission of the fact that the thermite dust was found in the debris of the towers, pointing to the fact that these were all controlled demolitions. No mention of the thermite dust in these 9/11 report, in the 9/11 Commission report. The omission of eyewitness reports, including live reports from CNN on camera, saying there's no evidence of a plane hitting the Pentagon. There's no airplane debris at all.
Actually, it was Bob Franken with an eyewitness who said it appeared that that Boeing 757, the American jet, American Airlines jet, landed short of the Pentagon. Can you give us any better idea of how much of the plane actually impacted the building?
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. Now, even though if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon, you see that the floors have all collapsed, that didn't happen immediately. It wasn't until almost about 45 minutes later that the structure was weakened.
Yeah. So what he's just talking about there, the omission of the fact that there are photos showing the Pentagon's West Wing facade did not collapse until 30 minutes after the strike, but CNN reported 45 minutes, and that the entrance hole appears too small for a Boeing 757 to have entered it. Yeah, but that's not in the commission's report. What about Larry Silverstein, whose comments on Building 7? Pull it! Pull it! The omission of all testimony that has been used to cast doubt on whether remains of a Boeing 57 were visible either inside or outside the Pentagon. That's left out of the report. The omission of the fact that the pictures from various security cameras, including the camera at the gas station across the street from the Pentagon, the film from which was reportedly confiscated by the FBI immediately after the strike, which could show us the answers of what really hit the Pentagon, that was removed, and the FBI did not include that in their report. Why? Good question. The omission of Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld's reference to the missile used to damage the Pentagon. Whoops, slip of the tongue. The omission of the fact that the steel from the World Trade Center buildings was quickly removed from the crime scene and shipped overseas before it could be analyzed for evidence of explosives and any thermite dust. The omission of the fact that because Building 7 had been evacuated before it collapsed, the official reason for the rapid removal of steel, that some people might still be alive in the rubble under that steel, made no sense at all in the case. The omission of Mayor Giuliani's statement that he had received word that the World Trade Center was going to collapse. That's left out of the report. The omission of the fact that the President Bush's brother Marvin and his cousin Wirt Walker were all both principals in the company in charge of security for the World Trade Center. The omission of the fact that World Trade Building 7, which was not hit by an airplane, had small localized fire, somehow collapsed, and it occurred that FEMA admitted it could not explain. The omission of many first responders, reporters, and local police who witnessed explosions in the Twin Towers and Building 7. All of those eyewitnesses are left out of the report. The omission of the fact that given the hypothesis of the collapses were caused by fire, the South Tower, which was struck later than the North Tower and also had smaller fires, somehow collapsed first. Why is that left out of the report? And why that would have happened? The omission of the fact that the collapse of the Twin Towers, like that of Building 7, exemplified at least 10 features suggesting controlled demolitions. No mention of controlled demolitions in this report. So many more questions we could go on and on about. NORAD's response, the failure of the air defense systems on that particular day, the lack of transparency and operations around Al-Qaeda. Who funds Al-Qaeda? Who actually created Al-Qaeda? Bing, bing, bing. Do you have an answer, Natalie?
Yeah.
Who created Al-Qaeda?
We do that.
Yes, the United States.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting that we can then put the blame on Al-Qaeda in all of this, right? And of course, the major failure to explore alternative theories about this. So they left out so much, omitted so much eyewitness testimony, not only from government whistleblowers, individuals involved in the process, all of it. And they don't offer any sort of suggestive alternative as to what could have gone on that particular day. Case closed, according to the 9/11 Commission report.
We also fund Al-Qaeda spinoffs. We like those, too.
We love Al-Qaeda spinoffs.
Game of Thrones spinoffs. We like Al-Nusra. We like Hamas. Yeah. We like all of them. We fund all of them.
We fund all mm-hmm. of those terrorists.
We do that.
Yeah, and then we claim that, let's talk about it. Israel and the United States created Hamas, right? So
yeah.
we actively armed them and funded them.
Yeah.
So
same with Al-Nusra to get a war in Syria that we want so badly.
As the Wizard of Oz says, you need a good enemy, right, mm-hmm. to carry out these forever wars. So the 9/11 Commission report should be kept in everyone's bathroom and used as toilet paper.
We want to tell you about our friends over at American Financing because interest rates are starting to come down, but the burden on the American family finance has not. Wages are flat, expenses are up, inflation is terrible. So if you're a homeowner and you're frustrated with that cycle, then maybe you can take 10 minutes and call American Financing and see if they can help you learn to break this cycle. What they do is teach you to change out bad debt for good debt and leverage your assets, and your main asset may be in your home. If you are a homeowner, you may have equity that you can use and leverage, because that's what wealthy people do all the time, is they leverage their assets. They don't just buy a home and then hunker down and say, okay, we're done. Absolutely not. They leverage their assets in order to build wealth, and you can do that too. So you can call them right now at 866-890-8434. That's 866-890-8434. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net/redacted and download your free report for how you can learn this. Again, we're not telling you to do it. We're telling you to learn it, because once you learn it, you can make an informed decision on whether or not this works for your family finances. So again, visit AmericanFinancing.net/redacted.